CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snorcell Ano Ebien. The Minister of Secondary Education has promised to revamp the unique identification number for students of secondary schools in Cameroon after meeting with mobile financial partner companies in Douala. More than 400 veterinary professionals have been challenged to step up innovative production methods and meet up with the country's import substitution policy during a veterinary symposium in Yaoundé. Nigerian police have fired live bullets and tear gas to try and disperse thousands of protesters in the northern city of Kano, demonstrating against the rising cost of living. The 2024 National Interpol's football competition kicked off today at the Fikafu Technical Center in Oja and at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé, with Volcan of Noon beating Girondin Athletic of Ngaoundéré by 2-0 in one of 4 matches played. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Minister of Secondary Education has held a meeting this Thursday, August 1, in Douala with mobile financial partner companies to revamp the unique identification number for students of secondary schools in Cameroon. Minister Nalova Lyonga says this project will help ease traceability, accountability and transparency of the school map. Details with Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz from CRTV Littoral.
For 6 years now, fraud cases, long payment process, high operation cost are some of the challenges encountered with the online registration platform. To help curb this problem, the Ministry of Secondary Education has come up with some innovations. Joel Ako is an IT consultant for MINISEC.
This platform is going to serve students and parents on the go to search and get their matricles. So students who existed last year in the secondary schools, the students will no longer need to provide their names, their class, date of birth. They've been doing that for the past years. With the Carte Scolaire PointCM platform, schools are going to log in and have access to their list.
Mobile money operators and banks present during the consultation meeting have applauded this initiative by MINISEC, as it will go a long way to promote financial digitalization. Achille Gambo is a mobile money operator.
The unique identifier has always been asked, so it is timely, as it will help in collecting the different school fees demanded by the Ministry of Secondary Education.
It should be noted that the unique identification is attributed from Form 1 till upper 6th and can never be given to any student, be it in the public or private school. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
Here now is an excerpt of the interview of the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga, who says the unique identification number for secondary school students will add more credibility to the online platform, as all payments will be done through the use of mobile money. She spoke to Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz.
6 years of practicing mobile money payment, we thought that we would make it even better than it is today. And to make it better, it's only to have the unique number identifier that will identify every child who is coming to secondary education in Cameroon, to have one single number that will identify the student, so that we will be able to do things smarter and stamp out the fraud that is all over the place. So it's a matter of improvement. That's what we're trying to do.
Professionals in the private secondary education sector in the North region have evaluated the administrative, pedagogical and financial activities of the 2022-2023 academic year. This was during a regional committee meeting for private secondary education institutions at the Garwa Protestant College. Mercy Ashunyaboye has details from CRTV North.
The presence of the North Regional Council President Umaru Usmanu at the Regional Committee meeting for private secondary institutions in the North gives a different outlook of how officials managing the administrative, pedagogic and financial activities should approach learning in a region wanting in infrastructure, quality teachers, poor management of resources and performance at the official exams.
Our goal is to make this region a grand desirable region, but for us we need that our youth to be well trained, and we cannot do it without enhancing the working condition, the living condition of all these teachers and their sector of education.
Benjamin Boussa is a North Regional Delegate for Secondary Education. It was important that we come listen to the teachers on the realities in the private sector. Talking about transfer of skills is common in the public sector, but he is edified and knows where to accompany us. Presenting his strategy to the North Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Benjamin Boussa, and other players who are seeking solutions to the quality of youth churned out annually, several speakers saluted the initiatives proposed by the Regional Council President while pledging to improve the results in Catholic, Protestant, and lay private institutions. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garowa.
The Minister of Arts and Culture has applauded the efforts made by Cameroon's advisor at the Ethnological Museum in Berlin towards the repatriation of Cameroonian heritage objects of art in museums in Germany and Switzerland. Minister Bidunkwat was speaking in Yaoundé today during a meeting with the advisor Logran Chachuang, who appealed for more government support and collaboration in order to succeed in his mission. In the following excerpt of an interview, the Deputy Director of the National Museum, Eta Ojang Ivan, highlights the procedure through which the objects will be brought back to Cameroon.
The repatriation to Cameroon is a very important and symbolic element because it involves a national memory, and at the time that most of these heritage objects were taken, Cameroon was not yet a state, so you understand that there are lots of stakes involved. And that's why it's taken us a little bit of time to set up a national strategy which will guide us through this project. And so it was a question to let our German partners and Swiss partners who wish to visit Cameroon already, to let them know that after the approval of the national strategy, the Cameroonian government will inform them on when to come so we can sit on the table and discuss. We can't go in for negotiations without a solid document that guides us on our part on how to conduct the repatriation issue.
Over 400 veterinary professionals participating at the first ever veterinary symposium in Yaoundé have been challenged to step up production and be innovative so as to meet up with the import substitution policy. This was the key message in the inaugural discourse dished out by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, while the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, while giving the kickoff of the symposium, reiterated that training and professionalism are essential elements to attain the millennium, without the SND 30. Elizabeth Mbombonagbo reports. We'll have the report in our subsequent newscasts. In the Far North region, veterinary officials through the Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fishes and Animal Industries have been at the fore in diagnosing and treating a wide range of diseases in cattle and other animals. This has helped to ensure the maximum standards of quality and welfare in animal production in the region and prevent the spread of infectious diseases affecting animal husbandry. Far North Regional Correspondent Sylvester Temkeng has been keen on their activities and now reports.
Most families in the Far North region rely heavily on livestock breeding as a livelihood activity, although there is still a huge potential to step up production, both qualitatively and quantitatively. Veterinary officials in the region have been assisting the sector as guardians of the animals' health, welfare and productivity.
Objective is purely to diagnose, identify and follow all animals that are down of any pathology and give appropriate treatment, being it polygastric animal or monogastric animals, and also how to follow the animals in the farm, how to produce feed and follow what we call farm to fork, product from the farm right to the table.
The veterinarians have also been educating those involved in the sector on how to use modern techniques to improve production.
How we can handle animal production at a very technological and modern way so that we can guarantee food of animal rich, encouraging them to show that livestock is a way of life that is very pertinent and eminent for the economy of Cameroonians.
With the extreme climatic situation of the far north, the expertise and dedication of the veterinary officials are crucial in sustaining and enhancing the prosperity of livestock farmers in the region. Marwa Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
We come back to this report. Over 400 veterinary professionals participating at the first ever veterinary symposium in Yaoundé have been challenged to step up production and be innovative so as to meet up with the import substitution policy. This was a key message in the inaugural discourse dished out by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Taigam, while the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, while giving the kickoff of the symposium, reiterated that training and professionalism are essential elements to attend the SND 30. Elizabeth Mbombonagbo reports.
The concept of import substitution policy introduced by the head of state in 2020 has been yielding positive fruit in the field of veterinary medicine, but much still has to be done as far as the importation of fresh fish, milk and other dairy products are concerned. Highlighting on the role of veterinary medicine in import substitution policy in an inaugural discourse at the first ever veterinary symposium, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, challenged the over 400 participants from across the country to diverse strategy to boost production, be innovative, and embrace the spirit of entrepreneurship so as to align to the new dawn. With over 50,000 tons of fish imported on a yearly basis in Cameroon and $25 billion spent on the importation of milk, let alone the importation of medicines used in producing feeds, Dr. Tiger reiterated it is possible to change the trend. On his part, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, in his opening address stressed quality training and professionalism are major pillars of SND 30s. The first ever veterinary symposium is unfolding on the theme Advancing Excellence in Veterinary Medicine by Transforming Veterinary Education for a Sustainable Future.
34 senior agricultural technicians and 2 assistant agricultural technicians have graduated from the Community Development and Specialization Training School in Santa in Mesam Division of the Northwest Region. The Divisional Officer for Santa Subdivision, Jules Roger Nkolo, urged the graduates to actively apply their skills and knowledge to enhance agricultural development in the region and across the country to fight food insecurity. Ola Titanki reports from CRTV Northwest.
The 2-year training program equipped the students with essential competencies to initiate agricultural projects and acquire basic knowledge in both crop and animal husbandry. The director of the training center, Walter Zinda, highlights that the graduates are now prepared to enhance agricultural productivity. He noted that the agricultural technicians play a vital role in addressing numerous challenges faced by farmers, such as inadequate training, lack of proper farming tools, soil degradation, and the effects of climate change.
They will go and diagnose the problem of the farmers so they can help boost their production.
The graduates have expressed their enthusiasm to guide local farmers in improving both the quality and quantity of their agricultural produce, thereby contributing to more sustainable and secure food systems.
Chindanyeko Anshmigred, a senior agricultural technician, put in place a production unit. I'm going to backstop farmers in my localities for them to improve on their agricultural practice.
During the graduation ceremony, the divisional officer for Santa Subdivision, Jules Roger Nkolo, enjoined the graduates to cultivate innovative agricultural projects which can create job opportunities for others and help alleviate unemployment in the region. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Minister of Public Health has appealed to households across the National Territory to welcome and collaborate with agents responsible for conducting a survey on the prevalence and incidence of HIV infection in the country. Minister Manaoda Malachi was speaking in Yaounde today while launching the data collection phase for the Cameroon Population-Based HIV Impact Assessment, CAMFIA 2024. The event was attended, amongst others, by the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, and the WHO country representative, Dr. Fanuel Habimana. George Mwam reports.
The impact are not intended to be regular. They are instead periodic and aims, amongst others, to assess the relevance of public policies implemented in our country. It is with this in mind that 6 years after the last study, the government and its partners have decided to conduct a new study known as Population-Based HIV Impact Assessment, which will ultimately enable us to assess the effectiveness of HIV prevention and care services, revise national AIDS program strategies where necessary, and guide policies. It is therefore a crucial moment in the implementation of our national AIDS control strategy aimed at eliminating the disease by 2030, in line with the commitment made by the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, to his international partners.
That was instead the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaoda Malachi. Health officials in the Northwest region have exhorted parents, especially fathers, to take interest in breastfeeding their children if they intend to protect the baby's immature immune system from illnesses. The officials made the plea at the launch of a campaign to mark the World Breastfeeding Week at the Bamenda Regional Hospital. Veronica Aji reports from CRTV Northwest.
The supply of exclusive breast milk within the first 6 months of childbirth has seen a slight increase in the Northwest region, according to local medics. Dr. Lionel Ambe, focal point for reproductive health at the Regional Delegation of Public Health in the Northwest, says the situation remains concerning among young mothers, as many are not exclusively breastfeeding their infants.
For those young mothers, most of the challenge is the peer pressure that they have from maybe people of their age group. So we try to ensure that our personnel in the health facilities have the competencies required to counsel young mothers and dispel some of the myths that surround breastfeeding.
To address this gap, Marcelio Junang, in charge of Economic, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Northwest Governor's Office, who presided the launch of World Breastfeeding Week in Bamenda, stressed on the crucial role fathers play in supporting breastfeeding.
The parents should be able to accompany their mothers, encourage them to give breast milk to their children.
The launch of World Breastfeeding Week in Bamenda featured educational talks and a sports walk aimed at raising awareness about the importance of breastfeeding and encouraging the community in participating in the upbringing of babies. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The population of the Southwest region has been encouraged to support breastfeeding so as to eliminate barriers to development. The call was made in Boya today during the launch of World Breastfeeding Week. The Chief of Division for Economic, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Southwest Governor's Office, Madame Mbembe Mbong Vanessa, represented Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai in the exercise. Ndoto Diale reports from CRTV Southwest.
The launch of week-long activities saw the participation of some breastfeeding mothers, the health community and stakeholders. Madame Bimbimbong Vanessa represented Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai at the occasion.
Breastfeeding is one and the most safest meal for an infant. So we encourage them to take this breastfeeding exercise very seriously.
Dr. Eko Philbert, Southwest Regional Delegate of Public Health, reiterates on the global importance of breast milk.
It is already well secured. Economically, the family saves a lot with the natural bonding for the child. The most important to the mother is, again, the prevention of breast cancer.
World Breastfeeding Week activities organized by the Northwest Southwest Nutrition Cluster and the Northwest Southwest Regional Delegations of Public Health in collaboration with UNICEF seeks to create awareness on ways in which breastfeeding can be promoted and supported. Muhammad Idris Khan is a UNICEF field officer for Boya.
We have to come together and have a kind of more inclusive approach so that we can reach to those who are really unreachable.
A call for policies to be adopted in order to create an environment where every mother is empowered to breastfeed her child exclusively for 6 months and continuously for the first 1,000 days of life. Ndoto Diale, CRTV News, Boya.
The Public Independent Conciliator for the Southwest Region has reiterated that the establishment of civil status documents is free. Madame Dorothy Telelen Motaze emphasized this during a meeting with community stakeholders in Tiko under the theme Enhancing Effective Service Delivery Through Community Engagement. Annabel Ndike Eno Anyang reports from CRTV Southwest.
Leaders of associations, NGOs, syndicates and other stakeholders in Tiko Municipality, Southwest Region, were sensitized by Dorothy Telelen Motaze, Public Independent Conciliator, on the importance of effectively respecting your rights and obligations as users of the council.
The issue of birth certificate has raised a lot of issues. I came down to tell them what we are doing and what they are supposed to do to ensure that they live in harmony.
The participants expressed gratitude to the PIC's office for educating them on issues that concerns them. They acknowledge the significance of understanding your rights and obligations in fostering a harmonious relationship with the council.
President of the Republic, I congratulate him for making us know that birth certificates are free to everybody. And I will go back to our various localities and inform people.
They have enlightened us about the law, how we are going to approach when we want the service of the council and for the municipality to develop.
In a separate development, the population of Tiko Municipality expressed their appreciation to President Paul Biya for addressing their needs. They pledged to continue promoting peace and social cohesion within their jurisdiction. Annabel Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collectors' offices, fiscal stamp revenue offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to the assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above mentioned offices. The Tax Department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that, as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Lipo Motaze. Cameroon's Minister of Transport has praised the effectiveness of an online driver's monitoring platform, which he says has drastically reduced the number of accidents involving public transportation vehicles plying the Yaoundé-Douala Highway in the last 2 months. Minister Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibeye was speaking in Yaoundé today during one of his routine monitoring exercises in one of four monitoring stations set up in his cabinet. Nigerian refugees living in the Minawawa camp in the Mayo Chanaga division have received food supplies from the Cameroonian presidential couple to the tune of 100 million CFA francs. While handing out the assorted food items to the beneficiaries, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, called on the refugees to be law-abiding and respect the host population. Emos Enonyaket Agbo reports from CRTV Far North.
Ali Shuek is one of the thousands of Nigerian refugees living at the Minawawa refugee camp who is grateful to the Cameroonian presidential couple Paul and Chantal Biya for providing them with assorted food items.
For months, we have been stranded without food on our table. With the assistance of the President of the Republic, His Excellency President Paul Biya, we are very grateful to him and to the family of Cameroon in general.
To the officials of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the Cameroonian head of state, Paul Biya, is a champion always supportive to the cause of refugees. César Chilombo is the interim resident representative of the UNHCR in Cameroon.
The president has allowed the law recognizing the refugees to give the same right to refugees as Cameroonians. Every time when we have a problem for refugees, the president always intervenes.
While handing out the presidential relief food items to the refugees in Minawao, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, reminded the refugees to be law-abiding and assiduous.
Cameroon remains a land of hospitality. Since the month of April, the food item had been considerably reduced.
Added to the food items, a 100 hectares farmland has been provided to the refugees by the Cameroon government, where they are already farming rice on 40 hectares and the remaining 60 hectares for other food crops. Minawao, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
In news out of Cameroon, Nigerian police have fired live bullets and tear gas to try and disperse thousands of protesters in the northern city of Kano rallying against the rising cost of living. Demonstrations are taking place in major cities across the country with some protesters chanting, "We are hungry." In Kano, which has seen the largest crowds so far, the gunshots were fired after protesters set tires on fire to make a bonfire in front of the governor's house. Four wounded people have been taken to hospital. A court in Guinea has sentenced former military ruler Moussa Dadis Camara to 20 years in prison for crimes against humanity. The charges stemmed from one of the worst massacres in the nation's history, the killing of more than 156 people after troops opened fire at a rally held in September 2009 to demand a return to civilian rule. Mr. Camara took part in a coup when longtime President Lassana Conte died in 2008, but he fled the country after surviving an assassination attempt not long after the massacre. In sports, the 2024 Interpol's football tournament kicked off today in Yaoundé with day one matches in Pool A and B. At the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja, Union Sportive of Abongbang defeated Options of Bamenda by 2-1 in the first Pool A match, while Sporting of Marowa and Botafogo of Douala played a 1-1 draw in the second game. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Athletic Sport Academy beat Krimi of Garowa by 2-1, while Volcan of Noon defeated Jondan Athletic of Ngaoundere by 2-0. To end this news, a recap of the main points. The Minister of Secondary Education has promised to revamp the unique identification number for students of secondary schools in Cameroon after meeting with mobile financial partner companies in Douala. More than 400 veterinary professionals have been challenged to step up innovative production methods and meet up with the country's import substitution policy during a veterinary symposium in Yaoundé. Nigerian police have fired live bullets and tear gas to try and disperse thousands of protesters in the northern city of Kano demonstrating against the rising cost of living. And in sports, the 2024 National Interpol Football Tournament kicked off today at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja and at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé, with Volcan of Noon beating Girondin Athletic on Ngaoundere by 2-0 in one of four matches played. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.